What's your thought on this topic?
Yes. Well, it's interesting, I guess, because I do a lot of online dating as far as through some of the apps, and they don't find much luck, but they say due to their work schedules that it's difficult to actually meet someone in person, and it's a great way to filter. But
true.
What do you think?
I think in today's world, technology has replaced everything, okay? So we can't just ignore the power of online dating, because nowadays we are too busy to meet someone personally, app. So it's really easier for us to figure out our short, our preference, so that we can dig down to inventory of list, whatever we can say, to match up with our expectation. So
right.
Yeah, it's really cool to have an inventory or list of boys and girls to choose from.
Yeah, I think it's I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm so used to using technology, but not really like for my personal relationships. To some degree, it's kind of like, when do you really feel that you get to know that person, and when do you get to put your guard down? So I think it's cool as long as you get to meet whoever it is that you're interacting with or engaging with. I think
yes.
Better sooner than later.
Yes, that's true. But it's also important to make sure the security issue, because there should be some precautions when it comes to online dating, because there are some there might be some kidnapper or some people could blackmail, or some
right.
other harmful intention could be there. So it's really essential to assure that the person I'm interacting or dealing with is not suspicious or harmful. So we can hear lots of news about this issue. So we should also be cautious about choosing our partner online.
That's true. You do have to choose wisely, because one of the concerns for me is I have a really big family and they're very welcoming. So I would hate for my family to, you know, I'm like trying to get to know someone online and then they think we're in a relationship, and then they're like friending them and doing all this stuff, trying to invite them over for food and telling them like personal
Yes.
information. So that's why I get a little scared.
Yeah. So how about your personal life? Have you chosen your mate online, or?
Yes, you know, I am dating someone now, and we did meet online, but it was not a traditional dating site. I for a moment did start like going through some of the more popular ones, and to me it was too overwhelming, because you have all these search factors and some of the questions that they ask, they want you to describe yourself or define yourself. And I would always struggle with that, because it's kind of like it's taking a test, you know, it's become very automated. So, you know, it to me, there would be certain questions where there was more than one answer, or I would question if I'm just creating the best parts of me and ignoring the, you know, some of the more annoying parts of my personality. And is that other person doing the same? So when I actually started dating the person that I'm dating now, I found them on Instagram, and I wasn't looking. It just, you know, how you follow someone on Instagram and he would like some of my photos, I would like some of his photos, and we'd write comments, you know, through the inbox. And so to me, that was more of an indicator. Who is this person? Because you kind of, you know, you are what you post.
Mm-hmm.
So
right,
it was kind of
right.
Like, okay, what are you posting? And then does it match up when I talk to you over the phone? Do we actually have conversation? And then I think it made it for me a little easier, because when we actually did meet in person, we'd stay in the same city, not far from each other. It was easier for me to have an understanding of the full person. And not just kind of like the resume of who the person was.
So. Yes, true. And it's really hard to just someone with just based on his social preference until you meet someone in person, right? So in today's world, it's really easy to pretend to be someone else, right? And being hypocrite. Yes. So you could just show up your good things and hide your bad things. So it's really important to meet in person before making any serious conclusion.
And that's true, and it's very interesting because you're right. In a lot of ways, you know, it's easy for us to make these conclusions about who we think a person is, and to some degree, that's a good thing because that's what the person is allowing us to think or to believe based on how they're expressing themselves through social media. But do you find yourself using a lot of dating sites, or is that something you use, or have you?
This culture is not have started yet in our country because only few percentage of people are using internet in our country because I am from Bangladesh where this culture haven't started yet.
Okay, so how is the dating culture in Bangladesh? Are there arranged marriages? Is it kind of how does it go?
In our country, most of the In our rural area, still arranged marriage is the way to go, and in urban city, people are going into a relationship. But that's not online. From their school, colleges, or university, they're getting involved with each other, and then they are informing their family, and then they're getting married. That's the typical way of interacting in our country.
I think that's actually a better way than some of the more modern, advanced ways. And, you know, I'm a California girl, so we're a pretty liberal state, but my family isn't really that way. I was actually kind of raised, I have a large family, but everyone knows each other very well. And it's kind of like, even when certain people were dating, it was kind of like you were dating, but you knew that it would get to a point where if the family didn't approve, or if, you know, you couldn't bring them around because we're so family centered, sure, there would be an issue. And so that's why I think I struggle a lot with even the concept of a lot of the, you know, you have to pay for an app to figure out if you want to, you know, be with someone. Or to me, it's kind of weird because the selection is so wide. It's not like a person is advocating for you who knows you. It's just a computer algorithm, you know, who's just kind of
true. In our country, if someone use those kind of apps, people also look that person in different this kind of taboo, you know, right. The things that are using this short shop app because they tend to be with two or three person at the same time, they want to be with them, so
exactly
people try to avoid people who are using this short shop app. So it's not kind of popular here. People are doing it for cheating or doing some illegal stuff. So,
and that's
in our country, it's more traditional way.
Right. In person, face to face.
I'm kind of agree with that because most of the people are using those apps are people have they don't have good intention most of the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, there's a lot of people that I know who are like that too. And it's like, I've actually had a few friends that have been burned, meaning like they've gotten their feelings hurt really bad because they thought, oh, he seems like such a nice guy, or she seems like this person or that person. And that's really the opposite of who they are. But they have these really nice profiles and they seem on the outside like a really nice person. But, you know, you have to really experience someone, have an idea of who they are. And yeah, sometimes, you know, you just have to meet people. I think that's the best way to go about it.
Yes, that's true.
But thank That's you so true. Much, Mo. I really enjoyed the conversation. And this was really cool, actually, because we have two different perspectives. And I was really happy that I was able to give a female perspective and you're able to give the male perspective, and also from a different perspective as far as like cultural as well, because I agree with a lot of what you're saying. And that just shows that all around the world, we have the same perspective.
Yes, because it's really easy. It's really easy to manipulate your social people.
Thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I am Dominique LaRue, the host of the blog Music Art Culture, and I was very happy and excited to have such a well-rounded guest on, which is Mo from Bangladesh, giving us that open-ended perspective from his point of view, which is always important to have more than one point of view, especially when it comes to dating, because we all have a different experience, right? So tell us what you thought. Feel free to like, share, post, and we'll be sure to do the same. Thank you for supporting the blog Music Art Culture, and we'll be sure to post more in the near future as well. Till next time. Oh, and you can also check out our website. That's right, we have a website, musicartculture.org/blog, B-L-O-G. If you want to hear a few other different interesting articles that we've posted about some current events going on in music, art, and culture news. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We do have an IG page. Pretty simple. Follow us on Instagram at Music Art Culture, and also on Twitter. Tweet, tweet. What's up, tweeps? You can find us at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts. And we will continue to post more stories coming up shortly. Thank you for listening. Till next time. Later.